Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today, I'm joined by Nebraska running back Dedrick Mills. How you doing today, Dedrick?
I'm doing pretty good.
I want to thank you for joining me, and I'm sure you've been asked this question a time or two since the game, but I'm going to ask it again anyways because I know my listeners will be interested to hear. Playing fullback, a little bit of that old-school Nebraska option look. How did that feel for you? I know you did some similar things in Georgia Tech. How did that feel for you on Saturday to be playing a little bit of fullback there?
I mean, it felt pretty good. I mean, you know, I'm used to that position. I used to play at Georgia Tech, of course, everybody know. I mean, it felt amazing being back in that position again and to be doing, to run the ball the way I did.
So the Georgia Tech triple option offense is obviously a little bit different than what Nebraska is known for old school wise. So talk to me about a little bit of some of the similarities that Georgia Tech has or they did when they had the triple option and between what you did Saturday at the fullback position with Nebraska.
I mean, Georgia Tech, they had two other running backs on the field besides the fullback and one back, and we had a tight end. I had another up back, but in this game, Georgia Tech, we had two running backs and a fullback, so we ran it different, but everybody had the same responsibility that I had at Georgia Tech, so it made it kind of feel easy and still made the game easier.
Now, coming to the Nebraska spread, the typical Scott Frost spread offense, what's that adjustment been like for you? Because obviously you guys have been practicing a little bit of what you did on Saturday, that old school look, but also the majority of Scott Frost's offense is a more spread look. How different and how much of an adjustment has that been for you from what you did previously in your college career?
It's way different. It's like being more patient and more, being more detailed with runs and stuff and actually finding the reading blocks that you're supposed to, that take time to unfold. And just other offenses that I've always been in, you just always get the ball and go. You know what I'm saying? Not saying because you're still making reads, but the reads are way more faster. Here it's you gotta wait for the block to fill out and make your credit hit it.
Now talk to me, because I mean, if you're gonna play a little bit of fullback, you got to be able to block. Are you capable of putting someone on their back? I gotta ask that question, man.
Of course, you saw that Saturday. I put a couple people on their back for playing fullback. It's a big job. And I got a feel and from when we need it on the field and whatever I do, you know what I'm saying, to make a play for my teammates, sacrifice, make a good block for them, I would do it.
All right, I like it. Okay, so talk to me, because last week you were carrying the football around. It was well documented the entire week. Where did you pick that up from? Because you had a few fumbles early this season. You carried the ball around to try to everywhere, class, media, in between, all day, every day. Where did you pick that up from, and do you feel like that helped you as far as the fumbling on Saturday?
It most definitely helped me. You see, I didn't have any fumbles Saturday, and I picked that up from my hospital coaches. They do that when I used to fumble back in high school. I really never fumbled in high school. I just maybe fumbled once or twice, and he didn't like that. You know, once or twice wasn't good enough for him, and it was a standard. It's not good enough for me at all. Just one fumble is not even good enough for me on the season. I don't like that. So, yeah, I had to change up a few things and practice and work on a few things, and that's why I carried the ball around for the whole week.
Now, I am curious. What were the extents? Where did the lengths of this, the carrying the ball, end? Are you sleeping in bed with it? I assume when you went to the shower, you put it down. I mean, where did the lengths end? Are you sitting there eating breakfast with it in one hand and a fork in the other? How far did it go?
Yeah, it went all day until it's time to go home, and I still carried it a little bit while I was at home. But it was when it was time for me to get in the shower and start. Going to bed and stuff like that. That's when I put the ball down.
Now, obviously, you know, the game didn't go.
Woke up the next morning and picked it back up.
I like it. Kind of like my shirts when I was in college. I'd put it on the ground, wake up the next morning, I put it back on, only you were carrying a football. A little bit more effective there.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, the game didn't go the way people were hoping it would go on Saturday. What was Scott Frost's message to the team afterwards, and specifically, what did he have to say to the offense?
I mean, he didn't specifically point any the offense out. He just said, we just got to come back and be better next week. That's basically all he said, you know what I'm saying? We got to move on to the next game and forget about this last game. That's it.
Has he had any more of a message? You know, you guys have been able to watch the film. You've had some practices. Has he had any more of a message since then as you've gone on farther in this week getting ready for Northwestern?
I mean, just not. Just prepare, you know what I'm saying? Come out every day and play like it's a game, you know what I'm saying? So we get ready for this next game coming up. And don't let them stop you, you know what I'm saying? Come out. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like always trying to work when we tell you out on the field. So that's pretty much what it's all everything he plays. And you just work every time we come out here and get a chance.
So what do you guys see in Northwestern? You're starting to prep for them. They played Wisconsin pretty tough, a lot tougher than Michigan played them the week before. So what do you guys see in Northwestern? What do you see in that defense that you guys are going to be facing on Saturday?
I mean, they got some pretty good defense players. They pretty sound on defense. They for the way today, they have a lot of detail. They pay attention a lot, and they're more of a disciplined team. So we just have to come with it and be more disciplined with the details and stuff that we got put in and stuff.
Now, yourself as a player, I mean, you got on campus, you made an immediate impact, people were immediately impressed by you from people I spoke with. So what's it been like since you got on campus, since you've been at Nebraska? It's been, I think, fairly quick for you. What's that been like for you, and what's your experience so far with Husker Nation been?
It's been pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed being here at Nebraska, University of Nebraska. Like I said, everybody treats you like family, so it's I feel like I'm at home. So, I mean, I just love it here, and then I love all the coaches, all the people, the players, you know what I'm saying? Everything feels like a at-home environment.
Very cool. Very cool. What would be, in your mind, it's your first year in this Frost offense, Scott Frost offense, first year learning this offense. What, in your mind, would be a successful season as this year progresses for the team and then for the offense specifically? What, in Dedrick Mills' mind, what could make this a successful season for the Huskers and the Husker offense specifically?
I mean, just come out every day and win every game, win every day. You know, and win the Big Ten Championship, you know, and that's like one of our main goals, focus on winning the Big Ten Championship, and basically just come out winning every game, just taking it one game at a time and winning. So that's a successful season to me, you know, and I don't brag too much about nothing, you know, so I just like to be part of my team and play with my teammates, and we all make a team goal, and we follow those team goals.
What are some of the guys on the team that you've gotten to know a little bit better maybe than other folks and you kind of bonded with, you pile around a little bit with? What are some of those guys you kind of hang out with?
Lamar Jackson, this is like my roommate. We both stay together. So me and Moore together all day. I bonded with D-Cap, Buddha, Mo Berry, Maurice Washington, Adrian. A lot of the defensive guys, pretty much a lot of the defensive guys, because I have to go against them, and I like to talk my trash. So kind of like, you know, they were kind of bonded together by them talking trash to me talking trash to them. So kind of like basically came together. So now it's like all of us, like, we brothers for real.
Who talks the most trash on the defense? When you're talking trash, who talks back the most?
The DBs, I pretty much say all the DBs and linebackers.
That sounds about right. Those wide receivers and DBs always talk the most. Goodness. All right, so I want to go back to a question that I asked you earlier, and you mentioned that playing in the Scott Frost offense was a lot of fun, and you always hear a lot of guys who play in this offense say that. What specifically makes this such a unique and fun offense to play in?
I mean, this is his specific style, and this is who you're being coached by. You know what I'm saying? You got magnificent coaches like Coach Frost, you know what I'm saying, that knows the game, knows the offense, knows how to put you in the best situations, and that's what makes the game fun to be. And they knew wanted to come here because of the coaching, you know what I'm saying, the different coach, like the good coaching style he had.
All right, man, I want to thank you for joining me. Good luck this Saturday, and thank you for joining me as well, Husker Nation. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember,
go with the Bombs.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.